this other little girl he was going with, remember, he not only was a real smart, he also applied himself, so that meant study. And so Jimmy was real conscientious about his studying because he meant to make those grades. And this little girl he was going with resented that, like so many little food girls. I mean, they haven't got sense enough to bell a ghost. And so she wanted somebody to dance attendance on her all the time, so she ditched Jimmy and started going with this other boy. Well, I thought Jimmy Bowen would, I thought he was going to have a nervous breakdown. Well, Billy Grimes lived not too far from Emory. I'd never got through those 12 years without Billy Grimes. So, boys, you know, they don't do like girls. Girls would get up there and roll the hair and cry and tell everybody all about it, and they all group around her. But boys don't do that. And so Jimmy waited till all the boys left my room, and he came down there one morning about 3 o'clock in the morning. Had another one of my head colds. And he was in just a terrible emotional state. And I got through that night with him. And then the next day, he said he was going on to class. And I didn't see him at lunch, and then he didn't eat all day. Came back down to my room, and he was in worse shape. So that time it was a little earlier, so I called Billy and told him the situation. He said, well, I'll tell you what, said, you meet me out on the front porch and I'll bring you something for him. So he got up, brought me over there some tranquilizers. And Jimmy finally fell asleep. I was sitting there in my chair. They had given me this big old lounge chair. I slept all night in the chair, and Jimmy flaked out over there on the couch. Next morning when the cooks came, Jimmy was still down there with me. Well, this went on for about 2 weeks. And I was, remember the experience I had with Wally, till this day has stayed with me. If anybody gets real emotionally upset, I just think, you could commit suicide, you know? There's always that possibility, especially with young people. The impulse comes over them, and I mean, you know, that if you're not there, it's too late. And I was just deathly afraid because Jimmy was in a terrible fix. Well, of course, he said if it hadn't been for Mother Gear, you know what all he wanted to drop out of school. His mother was teaching school, trying to send him to school. His father and mother were separated, and by that time, Jimmy was teaching over there. He was so smart. He was helping in the chemistry department. But I kept that, and I literally did keep him in school. I said, oh, no, you're not going to drop out of school. You may drop out of classes for a few days, but you're not going to drop out of school. Well, he didn't know which way to go nor what to do. He was just... So I got him through that, and then he went on. He wrote me one of the nicest letters I ever read. When 3 years ago, when they had the reunion at Emory, you know, when I went back up there with the SAEs? No, that wasn't when Jimmy wasn't there. That was when I resigned, when I retired from Emory, that he wrote me that letter. I've still got that letter somewhere. So through the years, I'll tell you what being a house mother has meant to me, Gerald. Things like that. As Zach used to call me, Helpful Henry. I said, yeah, and sometimes I'm meddlesome Maddie. But things like that. Now, when I think that I really did contribute toward that boy's well-being, that I kept him on an even keel and kept him in school. Yeah, that's really on the good side. Oh, I can name you I don't know how many instances. Right now, I can't think of one, but I don't know why I thought of Jimmy Bowen. Bowen, B-O-L-E-N, Bowen.
You said about that girl, she didn't have sense enough to do what? To bell a ghost?
That's an old Southern expression that I've ever... Where did that come from?
Bell a buzzard.
I always heard it, bell a ghost.
Bell?
All right. A ghost, can you put... Well, I always heard it, bell a ghost.
Uh-huh.
What did it mean?
Well, that means you're pretty stupid if you can't do that. But I don't know about Belly the Ghost.